Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hit was going to go out of here.
Baez rockets one to right, and the Tigers will get that run in after all. Javi Baez got a hittable fastball after swinging through a curveball, and he delivers Detroit's second lead. It's 2-1. He struggled with Povich. While Green has owned it. This is a little blooper in the right, and it's going to land perfectly in front of O'Hearn. Green to the plate will score. Dylan Dingler did not hit it well, but placed it well. 3-2. That's driven well to center. Kowser at the wall. Kowser! Oh, he nearly took it away. Would have been the catch of the season, but Torkelson bests him for a real game-breaking two-run shot, and the Tigers lead 5-1.
Kevin Brown on the call, courtesy of Masson and Jason. We've been saying for a few weeks now, it's slim in road starts. It's Cade at Camden Yards. And now 9 of his 10 home runs that he has given up on the season have come at Camden Yards.
Yep.
He has a 7.59 ERA in 7 home starts, compared to a 3.10 ERA in 5 road starts. And the majority of the damage done last night was with 2 outs. And this has been a season-long issue. 2 outs, runners in scoring position, 9.66 OPS off Cade Povich. 2 outs in general,
yeah.
9.62 OPS off Cade Povich.
I mean, I think part of this is learning to pitch in the major leagues. I can remember Dean Kramer having all kinds of issues. Yeah. I get the first 2 outs real quick. I walk somebody. I throw something a little bit, you know, center cut, thigh high, and now it's turning into a big inning. I do wonder, they keep playing around with their ballpark, right? And they moved it back to help, you know, all pitchers, but it should really help lefties. And then they move it back in, and it turns out they still can't hit the ball, and other teams continue to take advantage of the Orioles under the old dimensions and these dimensions. They're not a good team at home. They're one of the worst home teams in baseball since the middle of June last year. I don't think moving the ballpark around has done him any favors. I think some of this is in his head, and he continues to exhibit these tendencies or trends where, like, everything's great till it's not, and then it explodes, and then sometimes he's able to put the genie back in the bottle, or sometimes the explosion happens late enough in the game that it's just time to go to the bullpen. He has been really effective on the road. They don't have much starting pitching anywhere in the organization that's close to being major league ready. So I think if they were willing to live with what they lived with Gibson for a while, and what they're still living with Morton and everything else, and given that there's a pretty good chance that come Friday afternoon, they're 15 games below 500, and what are we talking about? I think you need to stick with this kid. You need to stand by this kid. But I think the home-road splits are very telling, and I do think this ballpark's in his head.
And you bring up the ballpark, and that's how Mike Elias built this thing. And it's not just, well, it is with the ballpark in mind, but drafting all of these left-handed bats, that way you can get the short porch in right field, hit it onto the flat court, you move the wall back, and you didn't take advantage of it from a pitching standpoint. You documented all of the left-handed starts, or lack thereof, that took place when it was way back and way higher, and Bochy, of course, took advantage of that in the ALDS a couple years ago. But as far as Povich, and you brought this up a couple weeks ago as well, saying, could he be Keegan Aiken if this starting pitching thing doesn't work out? And something that's troubling for me, and the numbers weren't nearly as bad last year, third time through the order, he's getting hammered.
Yeah,
he is getting hammered. 360 batting average, OPS of over 1,100, a slug of 720. And typically, that's when you see those meltdown innings. And I think even going back to that Minnesota start a few weeks ago, his lone poor start on the road, that was in the fourth, fifth inning, where you're probably through the third time through the lineup. Those blow-up innings tend to happen at that point.
Yeah, I mean, you always wonder how the warehouse is looking at this, because trust me, everything over there is super political and everybody's in save my ass mode, right? They all want to CYA, cover your ass, save your job. So I do wonder about them a little bit. For me, it's a no-brainer. He's the only lefty you have. He's your youngest starter on a staff that is incredibly old, decrepit when Gibson was here. Now I guess a little less decrepit, but still decidedly old, and almost all of them have no control of your healthy pitchers, starting pitchers right now. The only ones you have control on are Kramer and Povich. So I am looking at Cade Povich through the long view, but I also know the games they play over there. And boy, go to your Twitter feed. Go back, if you follow everybody who covers this team, and go back simultaneously, Rogers' last start. I swear to God, I saw six different people all justifying 11 hits and six in the third inning, almost as if the GM had maybe texted them and said, hey, don't get caught up in that box score. He was really good. Like, dude, I swear, like, I'm like, boom, 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 boom,
boom. Well, you know he's getting another shot.
Everybody's on the trail. Wait a minute. Homeboy gave 11 hits in AAA, and I got all these people telling me, who weren't watching the game, telling me, oh, it's not as bad as it looks in real time. My spidey senses started tingling. So do I think there's a part of them that, okay, well, now Povich isn't looking great. Let's just try this Rogers thing and see if we can sell that to the old man and say, oh, look, look, we can still salvage that trade. Don't think for a second that's not how they think, because that's who they are.
I would bet any amount of money Trevor Rogers is going to be back up here at some point. Now, does it come at Cade Povich's expense? We shall see. Now, I'm with you on Cade as well, where it's a much different prism that we're looking through right now compared to the past couple of seasons. If this is 2023 and you're on a 100-win pace, yeah, I'm not as willing to give Cade Povich as long of a leash as he has gotten. But the reality is you're not. You're 13 games below 500. It could continue to plummet this series against the Tigers. I'm willing to give Cade Povich more run.
Yeah, I mean, I.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Here's what scares me to death about Cade Povich. Like, Cade Povich, I think, is the kind of kid in an organization that knew what it was doing. Like, he's someone I think if they do give up on Cade Povich, or like I could see it like the Rays or the Dodgers turning Cade Povich into a legitimate number 3.5 type starter. Like, I don't think they know how to deal with this kid mentally. I don't think they know how to bridge the gap between what's going on the road versus at home. Like, I don't think they know how to reach these kids. I don't think they know how to build them up from a psychological standpoint, let alone from all the sort of craftsmanship that goes into the nuance and technical side of it. Like, we just haven't seen many breakthroughs, so I'm inclined to think they're not nearly as good at it as some other people. But he, to me, is the kind of kid, especially with the strikeouts soaring this year.
Oh yeah.
Like, I tend to think some of this, to me, speaks to their inabilities collectively to harness, corral, and develop pitching than it is telling me that Cade Povich isn't a major league starter.
No, I agree with that. And I think a lot with Cade Povich for me is the mental part of it. And he's been pretty open about that, especially as his MLB career began last year. And that's kind of how the alter ego thing even started.
Yes.
Getting into the Slim Povich and not the Cade Povich part of it. I think a lot of it is mental with him.
Yeah. It's going to be, again, there's all these little sort of portals into their psyche. If they have a soul, their soul, their baseball soul. We're going to find out when O'Neill comes back what they do there. We're going to find out through Sanchez if they're serious about player development or they just want to try to prove that the money they've already wasted, that they could still look good in their owner's eyes if Sanchez hits a couple of home runs and meaningless games down the stretch to try to make it look like it wasn't as much of a waste as it was. And we'll see how much of a leeway they give Cade Povich and how much, because I know they're doing it, how much they keep selling people that we've salvaged Rodgers.
Well, I'm sure, and I know Morton's a righty and Povich is a lefty, but you'd agree with me in saying the first guy to go, even if Morton continues to struggle, is going to be Cade Povich because he has options and Morton's making a lot of money.
That's not how a real organization that knows how much they failed and understands the task at hand, that's not how they would be looking at it. But we know who we're dealing with.
We got a fun Wednesday show. Taylor Lyons kicks off our guest list today. He works for the Baltimore Sun and did a great piece breaking down Kevin Willard, his tenure at College Park, and how it seemed like right away Kevin Willard realized, maybe I'm not long for this place at all. He's at 3 o'clock. Tim Murray's going to give us his best bets at 3:30. And Ryan Ripken, part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight coverage, comes on at 5.
Yeah, another tough task at hand for the O's. Actually, frankly, a much tougher task at hand because last night, in part due to their pathetic lineup and their inability to hit the ball when it matters most, they let a opener go further than he thought he was going to go, or A.J. Hinch thought he was going to go. Then they let a mop-up guy go twice as long as even the Tigers could have hoped he was going to go. And they basically sat on one run most of the game. And struck out a ton. We'll chronicle more of that in the next segment. We will discuss who gets paid by the Ravens next. We'll obviously get you guys all the sound from Owings Mills today as they wrap up another day of OTAs as it comes in. We'll set the stage for tonight's game with Ryan Ripken at the end of the show. And we'll see. We'll see if the boys can muster anything tonight. Casey Mize, pretty, pretty good. And then it's Scooble Day tomorrow.
You said it. O's offense, they got some reinforcements yesterday in Jordan Westberg and Cedric Mullins, but unfortunately it looked more of the same. They had just 3 hits through seven innings. We're going to get into the ugliness that is the offense next on The Fan.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.